The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. And we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. As always, coming up over the next 3 hours, we have Michael Lombardi on the program in an hour from right now, former NFL executive, current VSiN host. A lot to get into with him, including how do we not have technology for the play clock hitting zero? This is mind-boggling to me.
Uh-huh.
We'll touch on that with him. Lorenzo Neal played in maybe the best fullback of all time, certainly one of them, on the program a little bit later on. We'll talk Monday Night Football with him as the 49ers get into it with the Rams. Yesterday's action, with those that boatload of early games, Pauly, that we had, two of the highest power-rated teams in the entire league, the best team in the AFC, and maybe the best team in the NFC, probably right now anyway, Bills and Eagles, both down right away in their games. Bills by 17 at halftime, they come roaring back and eventually get the win. A lot had to happen, which we'll get into. Could have gotten a lot better number, by the way. 7.5 was available right away in the first half. And the Eagles, they were plus 140, trailing 14-0 right out of the gates against Jacksonville. Here you go. Peterson goes back home, and it's looking good for Jacksonville. Like, this team might go 3-1. They could have back-to-back wins against Indy at the road against the Chargers and then the Eagles, and then the second half happened. And even, I mean, that was just awesome what the Eagles did after they trailed 14-0 in that game.
Yeah, I can't believe it goes over. But with the quagmire there and the weather conditions, I've never seen a 60-yard pick six where a guy doesn't come in and jump the route but to start the game. A.J. Brown, feel free to tackle somebody, but they handled adversity for the first time. They were great. They continue to run teams out in the second quarter, which is coaching. Hurts played well again. It helps Lawrence set the record with four fumbles. But great job. And this offense is scary. To win a game like that in the elements and somehow get the cover, win and move on. Great job by the Eagles. And now you could take on Arizona. And this is great how they're playing with the running game and the passing attack and how well Hurts is playing. Great job. Little thing, some things they can fix on defense, but you're right, to be down 14-0 and Jacksonville driving.
Yep.
At that point, and to get the win. Good job.
Well, even with a couple of things that they can fix on defense, I mean, we saw what happened again once they trailed 14-0. The defense, I thought, was maybe the story of the game along with the running game.
Yeah.
And that defense, as long as they stay healthy, that's going to be a thing all year long, where they have so many like playmakers, they can get to the quarterback, the secondary can be really, really good. But also, as we've talked about over the first three games before yesterday, like, is it going to be Hurts with a huge game? If so, Devontae Smith has played really, really well. That was last week. A.J. Brown has been a force. But then yesterday, it was the ground game. And Miles Sanders, with that offensive line,
yep,
and what they had there with Miles Sanders. So this team can kill you several different ways.
Yes, yes. The other thing, I thought they were going to win the game, even they were down early, because Jacksonville was not handling the elements at all.
Mm-hmm.
They were not moving the ball other than that drive they had early on. The passes were way off. They were dropping the ball. They had the silly turnovers, and Lawrence wasn't handling it all. And then, a couple of questionable decisions by Sirianni, how he played it. But you couldn't kick, though, either. But you think maybe a short field goal could work out there. But he's all the right moves with this guy. All the right moves.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another nice win. And again, I think they're going to win a lot of games this year and get the one seed in the NFC.
See, the example in both of those games, Eagles and the Bills, much better numbers were available right away in the game. I mean, if you didn't have an opinion on it before it started, or if you're wavering back and forth, should I do this? Should I do that? Again, Eagles were plus 140 to win that game, down 14-0 with plenty of time to play. I mean, the whole game was to be played. The Bills, when they got down big to the Ravens, they were plus 7.5 in the game. So that back and forth last week of right away, there was a big group of respected bettors who moved it from 3 up to 3.5. I believe it touched 4 briefly. And then another group came back in on the Ravens. Well, to land 3 for that spot yesterday was something else.
Yes.
But, you know, again,
contested everything.
Oh, man.
God, people are living. I gave up on the game. I laid $3 with Baltimore in play.
Oh, you did?
I gave up on the Bills. I mean, it's 20-3. And then give them, how about this Buffalo defense? Now, you look at this. Tennessee was the one seed last year. Rams won the Super Bowl. And you have Lamar Jackson. And a phenomenal talent and player. They've been held to 0 points in the second half against a decimated Bills defense.
Now, how is that possible?
Give it up. So they felt they went to bed. They fell asleep. It's 20-3, and Buffalo shuts them down. And Allen made enough plays in the second half, and they get the win. Little help from Harbaugh, but that's a gutsy win on the road in the elements as well. Look at this tweet. Come on. Now that Henry appears to be back, and they found something. With the running game in Tennessee, that is impressive with guys out.
And actually, they didn't give up much to Miami in that loss either.
No, shut them down too, although Miami didn't have the ball. Great job defensively by the Bills. That is scary.
Something to monitor with this, by the way, with the Ravens. That is now the second time in 3 weeks that team has blown a 17-point lead in the second half.
Yep. And I'm all for analytics, and I'm all for being aggressive, but I thought Harbaugh was reckless. We're getting away this fourth and goal stuff from the 4 or 5 yard line. How do you not kick the field goal there? A tie game with 4 minutes? Come on. That's not 45-42 here. I mean, it's a 20-20 game.
I thought you had to kick the field goal.
Yeah, you got to kick the field goal.
And by the way, maybe that's me saying it because I hated the play call. Here you have Lamar Jackson,
right.
And he's going to backpedal 17 yards before he... Like, what? That's the play you came up with? I could trust you for the most part, John Harbaugh. What was that? I hated that. So I'm going to get away from saying... Put the points on the board, take the points. I hate that saying because nothing's automatic in college or the NFL. It's Justin Tucker. He's not going to miss.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Buffalo went right. They were going to score a touchdown anyway. Because, I mean, that was a thing of beauty.
That's true.
That's McDermott coaching. They can pick up the first down but not score a touchdown there. How good was that, huh?
I would have punched it in, though. With about 30 seconds, they're going to give you the touchdown. You never know.
Well,
it could be a bad snap. It's raining.
And actually... The play before, there was go rewind actually to about 1:40 on the clock. Was there were the wires crossed there on the Ravens defense? Because when
and
I think the Bills player was going to eventually go down anyway.
Yes.
But there you could see the Ravens player was just kind of like, they gave up on it, like let him score. And then there was one guy's like, I better tackle him here, do my job. Like, whoa, right. Hold on a second here.
Right. Yeah, you watch that and then you still think of Chubb and what happened against the Browns.
Right.
By the way, the pain you're carrying around, it's the only successful onside kick still of the season. With that Jets fiasco.
Oh, thank you.
But that's, right. I at that point, with like 30 seconds, I punch it in. If they go 90 yards in 20 seconds, God bless them.
Mm.
Right? I mean, get you in the elements like that? Nah, not in the element.
Well,
college, you absolutely don't do that.
Well, you know what also hurt, though? was to go back when they decided not to take the points when Jackson threw the INT. If that's it, throw it out of the end zone. Because then the Bills get the ball at the 1 yard line. Yeah. They're pinned.
I don't know.
Instead, they take over the 20.
I think there's too much of this. What say you? Stefanski did it, came back to bite him. Lane Kiffin did it, worked out. I don't like this passing on field goals, fourth and goal from like the 5 yard line.
I mean, it's, I don't think every field goal attempt or the talk of it, I don't think they're all born equally, right? I think like that one, generally, I'm going to be like, okay, you want to early in the game put the points, go for the touchdown if you can. But in that spot, that late in the game, I'd say put the points on the board. Take them. Go up 23-20.
Defense is playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather's a factor. Go up three. There's 4 minutes left. You never know. So, but incredible win by Buffalo.
Oh, huge. Huge.
Yep.
Here is the head coach for Baltimore, John Harbaugh, talking about going for the touchdown and not kicking the late field goal.
You're putting them out there. You're putting your defense at a disadvantage because they've got 4 downs to convert all the way down the field and a chance to, again, score 7. And then you lose the game on a touchdown. So then the worst thing, the other thing, you think you're going to get the ball at the 2 yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense. Defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball on the 2 yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So hindsight, you could take the points. But if you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it.
Confident in the defense.
Yeah. Well, they are pinned. Right.
It's been a horrible unit for the most part this year.
Yeah, I know. That's sure. Good point. Not to mention, you got the Peters fiasco. Yelling at him and screaming at him
sure.
as well. But that's, yeah. I know you're backed up, but that's it. Yeah.
And to go back to the Jackson pass, he's trying to make something happen there. Because if he did throw it out of the end zone, people would say, you can't do that. You got to try to score a touchdown. But if the pass is incomplete, for example, I mean, there's a big difference there, taking over at the 1 yard line and getting the ball at the 20. So, how are you feeling today?
Survive in advance, right?
Any chest pains yesterday during the Packers game?
I was thinking about, do I want to lose? Because I was already through with the Eagles. So if the Packers would have lost or they don't win, they tie, we're under 500 people. We're at 500 people. I was thinking from an equity standpoint, would you rather have two entries with 1,100?
Yes, you would.
Than one with 500?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. I was thinking maybe I wouldn't.
I thought you were going to go, I can't take it anymore already. 4 weeks in. It's unhealthy.
Incredible, right? Rodgers, pick six. So this league always delivers.
Did you know, and I'm sure that when the Patriots went up 24-17 with a little bit more than 11 minutes to play in the game, one book here anyway, the highest number that I saw, the Patriots were minus 240 to win the game.
Incredible. Wow. That's surprising. Couldn't stop the run. Great job by Belichick.
Again,
Zappi did a pretty good job.
He did. I'd say neither team could stop the run.
Yes, right.
That's a big talk because this Green Bay defense is good in theory. They have no solution for the run so far. Teams are gashing this team on the ground. That's all you have to do for the game plan as of right now. Hey, well, how are you going to attack Green Bay? Because you don't have to outscore Green Bay. Rodgers and the offense is basically doing nothing.
Yeah.
Just, well, we're going to run the football all day long on this team. Yeah. They're not going to slow us down.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that. We just started October. If the Packers lose, we're on from 6,000 down to 500. And if the Vikings would have lost to the Lions like they should have, we'd be down to like 200, 250. Yeah. Think about that.
They were very fortunate. And Survivor players were extremely fortunate to plug along for one more week. The temperature might be cooling off, but fall sports are heating up on BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers is your go-to sportsbook for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. How about that? Now is the perfect time to join BetRivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make your first-time deposit using the code SPORTS. That is outstanding. Go to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today. It's a whole new game. We have a big Monday Night Football matchup tonight in the NFC West. And is now the time to bet on this kid?
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It's football season. Got to listen to the GM shuffle. Must listen for every football fan. Lombardi goes off on players, teams, coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday all throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcast.
And we will start this hour, as we do on Mondays during the football season, every Monday, with Michael Lombardi, the aforementioned former longtime executive in the National Football League and now current VSiN host. Good morning. Is everything okay in the northeast part? You're close to Philadelphia. Everything all right with the weather?
You know, it's been coming down sideways here. We saw it in the game on Sunday in Philadelphia, but we've got some remnants of Ian. It's supposed to go through today, but it's been constant rain for the last 3 days, and it's kind of obviously it affected Trevor Lawrence. He fumbled 4 times yesterday in Philadelphia. So, you know, those warm weather kids have a hard time dealing with the rain and the sideways rain that comes in.
Well, we know the city's ready to throw a parade. You tell us that. You've been saying that since like June. Are you ready to throw a parade for the Eagles? They can beat you many, many different ways. The defense was great after they gave up that, you know, a 14-0 lead yesterday. And the ground game was super solid with Miles Sanders. Where are you at right now with Philly after 4 weeks?
I mean, I got to give Philly credit. You know, Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, really believes to throw the football. That's kind of what he wants to do. But, you know, yesterday they were remarkable in their rushing attempts and what they were willing to do and how they played the game. You know, they had 68 rushes and completions in the game, and Hurts didn't play well, which is going to – that'll make the city a panic a little bit. That might slow the parade down, specifically that, you know, he didn't make plays in the passing game. But, look, they're good. Their defense really played well yesterday. I think that was the key. And the fact that they were able to, again, control the second quarter. They scored 20 points in the second quarter, 3 touchdowns. Now they've got 85 points alone in the second quarter. And, you know, and you don't get through that quarter – you can't quite make it, and they were able to do it. They only scored 9 in the fourth. I mean, Jacksonville had a chance to get back in the game. They just couldn't make plays in the fourth quarter when they got going. They had 10 plays in the fourth quarter, and they had 2 turnovers and just 4 first downs, and that cost them the chance to cover at 6.5.
Why do you think we're seeing so many unders so far?
I think the quarterbacking play is really bad. I mean, it's almost high schoolish. I mean, just think about this. The Giant Bears game had 20 completed passes in it.
Ugh.
Atlanta won a game with 7 completed passes. 7. They won a game with 7 completed passes. I mean, who's playing good at quarterback? I mean, the Jets got really lucky yesterday. The two best drives of the game happened in the fourth quarter. I don't know what happened with Zach Wilson, how he got that. But, you know, he had his two best drives in the fourth quarter, and they were able to do that. But even like Kirk Cousins, we saw that game. I mean, he wasn't playing well. The quarterbacking play hasn't been to the level that we would have seen. Even Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson didn't play their best games yesterday. There's too many bad quarterbacks. I mean, look, Baker Mayfield, can't even complete a screen. It's really embarrassing how bad it is. And so you see this. Matt Ryan's not playing well. I mean, it's all over the league. Even Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Patrick Mahomes played great. But other than Jared Goff and Geno Smith, tell me who else played great yesterday. I mean, Herbert played well.
They can't be serious in Chicago with what they're doing here and running. I mean, this is – it's like 9-10 completions a game. I can't believe it.
Well, he had 11 yesterday, Paulie. Marvelous achievement yesterday. You can't – and don't say a bad word about him. You're not allowed to. I mean, look, Justin Fields is – you know, nobody wants to accept it. You know, it's like – He just is a runner that plays quarterback. I mean, that's just a fact. And it isn't because he's too young. It's just a fact, you know, and he can't throw the ball with any consistency. His arm motion coming out of college wasn't very good. It's why a lot of people weren't that high on him. I mean, Ryan Pace now, the former general manager of the Chicago Bears. Think about this. Ryan Pace has left that Bear franchise with Mitchell Trubisky and Geno Smith. Would you ever let him on the road to evaluate a quarterback again?
And who he passed on, absolutely.
I mean, I'm sorry, not Geno Smith.
Fields. Yep, I know, horrible job. Who could go first here, Rhule or Reich? Rhule is now 1-26 when the opponent scores at least 17 points.
I mean, look, Carolina, I know this is hard to believe, but they actually got worse at quarterback from last year. They're a really good team. I mean, Carolina's, you know, the only points they scored really until the game was over was by their defense.
Right.
I mean, their defense in the first half was dominating the game, but they get no help from their – they can't complete just a regular – their third down is horrendous. And, you know, I'll full disclosure, my son's there. I hope Matt Rhule doesn't get fired, so I'm rooting for him. But to me, I think, you know, the guy that should be on a hotter seat than anybody is the Washington Commanders, Ron Rivera.
Yeah, okay.
And Frank Wright, I mean, look, Frank Wright his team hasn't played well last year and this year. Go back to the last two games of the season when they lost and look at the first four games of this year. The last six games, the Colts have gotten worse, worse, worse.
Well, what's the issue there? Because I know Jonathan Taylor was hurt yesterday, but the offensive line, we've been told it was supposed to be like top five, top eight again this year. They're not really exactly opening up huge holes for him to run through. And they get buried in these huge deficits now in these games. Got to try to dig out of these big holes.
Yeah, and they get behind. I mean, look, look at the, you know, I go through the drive charts every week. The Titans in their first four of the first five drives, they scored 24 points. The game was over at that point. They had 24 points at halftime. They didn't score another point in the second half. You know, and they had 14 plays in the fourth quarter and only three first downs. They couldn't put the game away, and they kept them around, and yet they couldn't make a play. Why? Because the Colts average 5 yards a play. They can't block anybody. And Ryan can't get away from anybody. And so his problems become magnified by their offensive line. Their offensive line from the left tackle to the right tackle has not played well all year.
Well said. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi, our guest, former longtime NFL executive, now a current VSiN host. So I'm watching that Patriots-Packers game like many of, you know, other people across the country, millions, yesterday afternoon, and it was squeaky bum time for people with Packers survivor tickets for sure. But the part of the game that really blew me away again, Michael, is when the Patriots scored a touchdown on a zappy pass to go up 16-14 in the game. The play clock was at zero for, I'm not exaggerating, 3, 4, 5 seconds. And they let the play go. There was never like anybody raising their hands or throwing the flag or saying anything about a delay of game. This seems to happen now every single week in the league. It's obvious to everybody watching they need to stop the play and call a delay. Why is this such a problem?
I can't explain it. You know, I can't explain it. And then they call it after a touchdown. Like we've seen it last week, after the Raiders scored, when they went for two, they got a delay. After the Bucs scored, they went for two, they got a delay. Then they start the 25 at the ridiculous time. Like, I don't know if it's the play clock operator, but I don't know how hard it is to see when it's zero on the screen for what appears like 2 or 3 seconds that they don't call that. I don't understand it, you know, and I think it's, you know, to me, it's a communication issue with the referee. I know they want it to be a full zero. And if they want us to see it, then maybe they should put the milliseconds on like it's a 100-meter dash so we realize it's not truly zero. Because they're misleading us when we see the zero.
Yep, that. And also I saw this yesterday on Twitter. How about you, let's take a shot clock in the NBA. When it hits zero, I want to hear a horn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. I mean, look, they got to clean it up. I mean, and these officials, I mean, look, you know, they've got so much on their plate. Like Belichick was going crazy because
then they didn't
reset the 25 and they gave him more time. I mean, as LaFleur is trying to get the crowd involved in the game, you know, they got to delay a game that doesn't get called.
Yeah, I've never seen Belichick so ticked off or animated. He lost it. I know you're not a big Staley guy, and I'm with you. What do you think of this? We saw it like 4 times yesterday. What do you think of passing on field goals, going for it 4th and goal from like the 4 or the 3 yard line?
Look, you know, to me, he's playing against a team that I think is really, you know, he should have won easily. He was in the lead easily. But I think at the end of the day, their run defense, Paulie, is not very good. I mean, this is a guy that's in charge of the defense, right? And the reason he keeps going for it is because he doesn't trust his defense. I mean, think about this. The Houston Texans averaged 6.5 yards per play yesterday, right? And they got 10 points in the fourth quarter. They had 14 plays, and they had 4 first downs. But that turnover at the end of the game, that's what killed them. I mean, they're going to go back and win that game. And they give Herbert credit. He made plays at the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
But to me, I don't like this defense at all. And I think when they play against better level of competition, all these 4th downs that he's going to go for are ridiculous.
Well, he wasn't the only one. I mean, we talked about this earlier. What do you think of Harbaugh passing on the field goal to go for the touchdown?
Stefanski.
I don't understand Harbaugh's logic after the game. So he says after the game, he says, well, if I would have gone for it, if we kicked the field goal, then 4 downs are in play. By going for a touchdown, it takes the fourth down call out of the game. I don't even understand that. Mm-hmm. So if he gets the touchdown, he goes up 7, right? If he gets the touchdown, he goes up 7, they're going to go for it on 4th down no matter what. He gets the field goal, they're going to go for it on 4th down no matter what. They're not punting it back to you on 4th and 3 if they're down 3. Like, I don't understand any of that. And then nobody in the room asked the question. Like, could you clarify that for me, please? Like, it was always going to be a 4th down game. It made no sense at all, his explanation.
Yep.
Like, it made no sense at all.
Yep.
So, but some of these decisions are bizarre. I think what we saw yesterday more than anything is we saw a lot of these offensive coaches call the game like offensive coordinators. I think that's what Kevin O'Connell does in Minnesota. They call it like an offensive coordinator. If you watch Josh McDaniel, he called the game like a head coach. Managed the game, did the things, the third down play, the run to Zaire White, great call, saved it, called the game to protect his defense. Because when you look at that box score, you know, and the way the Broncos were moving the ball up and down the field, they averaged 6.2 per play, but they didn't have it enough in the second half. They were able to keep it away from them, and they won the game in the fourth quarter.
Great spot, Michael. Enjoy the game tonight. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Yep. Great to talk to you.
And you can watch and listen to the Lombardi Line Monday through Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on VSiN. Fired up on all cylinders today.
How about Kingsbury going for 2 up 16?
How about that one?
There's another one.
What was that?
Late in the game.
Yep. And by the way, Carolina scored. They were going to go for two if they get it.
It's down to 8. They didn't get it. I know.
Opening numbers week 5 next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Hockey is here Friday, and our hockey experts are ready for the action. VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide available now. Best bets for the season ahead. Take the Golden Knights point total under. Get in-depth analysis from Annie McNeil. Predictions for teams and players, win total, season-long trends. 3 things every new bettor should know. Guide's a must-have. Give yourself an edge this season. Get the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe.
The good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
We've got no food.
We've got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
No, that was the worst music group I've ever seen.
My good. Listen, Gundy is a good coach. And this is from the Bear, Chris Felica. with a spread between +3.5 and -3.5. He's 14-3 and now 13-2 on the road. He did it again.
Wow.
This guy finds a way to win, finds a way to get, you know, the defense last year, before it was the high-octane offense, and they're a factor again in the Big 12. That guy can coach.
They are absolutely a threat, I mean, for that conference for sure, and even maybe beyond that this year.
Yep.
Who knows?
No lead is safe in the NFL. Four teams have been down 16-plus already in one.
Oh, yeah?
File that away for in-play, too. But this is lunacy what's happening in the NFL. Service Academy unders. 22-2-1 to the under since 2014. Air Force Navy, 13-10. 50-11-3 to the under since 2001.
Amazing.
And at a low total.
Of course.
Still didn't matter. Awesome. Well, and a touchdown right away by Air Force and still nothing. It's a thing of beauty.
Well, you wait until Army Navy.
Oh,
in December.
Wait, what is it, like 14 in a row? 15 in a row? Yeah.
When we go over the
28.
History, that game was once in the 50s.
Yeah.
It's down to like 33 now.
Remember with the Raiders and USC? I mean, people thought Lane Kiffin was a joke. He did it again. They beat Kentucky. I didn't like the decision there to pass on the field goal late, but they get the big Levis. I don't know. This guy's going to be the number one pick.
Stop.
He's going to be the number one pick.
Todd McShay again on the broadcast.
Yeah?
I've talked to several people. They're blown away by him.
Wow.
And here's what you cannot forget with Will Levis. The comparisons are they're already there to Josh Allen. And so teams that are going to be quarterback, in need for a quarterback in the draft.
What do you mean? Like with this arm strength and the lack of
weapons?
He
makes every single throw, lack of weapons.
Okay.
Wyoming compared to Kentucky. And teams are going to say, and people are going to start to say, you can't possibly pass on potentially the next Josh Allen. That's already becoming a thing.
Big fumble. But he's 5-0 now. And take a peek at the schedule. This guy could win 10-11 games this year if it breaks the right way. You know? Great job by Kiffin again. How about one baseball note? How about the Cubs?
I know.
They won 11 of 12.
Yep.
Huh.
And the Tigers, I think, have won 10 of 12.
Yeah. And I think the Cubs are dogs today, which I cannot believe. That's my good.
All right, my good. I can't believe this, but the year and the stretch right now that Adrian Martinez is putting together feel really good for this kid. At Kansas State, he had 116 yards passing, another 171 on the ground, 4 combined touchdowns. That's now 9 touchdowns over the past 2 weeks and more than 300 yards on the ground. I saw as low as 20-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Imagine if this happens.
Yeah, right.
His career, he went through at Nebraska, the ups and the downs, and then he transfers, and now it's all coming together at K-State. Oh, man. TCU had 668 yards of offense against Oklahoma. It was never a game. They blew out the Sooners.
They needed it, too. I mean, I like Patterson, but they needed a time for a change.
Oh, I would agree.
This has been great. Fun to watch.
They opened 5.5. At unbeaten Kansas this week, they put on the screen earlier, 6.5 now in that game.
Well, get to it. Kansas had no business winning that game.
Yeah. And sometimes great games happen when bad teams meet. That Seahawks-Lions game was absolutely fascinating yesterday. Goff was the leader until Brady surpassed him last night. He was going to be 15-1 for most passing yards. Hockenson, 75-1 could come in tonight if Cup or Samuel doesn't beat him.
Seattle, 28-1. Most points.
Most points.
Yes.
That was great. My bad. Kenny Pickett had 3 INTs. There's a little bit of good and bad in here. That's the bad. After replacing Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback, 0 were his fault. 0. And again, I've already heard it. I heard people call him terrible today. Because it's going to be from people who never watched the game and saw what happened. None of that was for his fault. There's no way you go back to Trubisky. Matt Rhule and the Panthers. Enough's been said already about him.
That's enough.
He
shouldn't be the coach anymore.
No, and the jobs that are open now in college again.
Oh, absolutely. That's another one.
That kind of speaks to Lane Kiffin, right?
Yeah.
He found a spot here now at Ole Miss. Matt Rhule, go back to college. You can be a really good college coach. And, the Washington Huskies, and that one got me.
Good game. Tough one, yeah.
That I laid one with the Huskies on the opener, and they had a quick 7-0 lead. That defense was not prepared for Chip Kelly and UCLA on Friday night.
Good job, Chip.
Yep. That's my bad.
Detroit defense. Again, they've scored the most points, and they're 1-3. Penny, 150. DK Metcalf, 150. Geno, 320. Take something away. Stop something, Aaron Glenn. Mine's Tomlin. Why didn't you just start Pickett? Because you had all the time off the Thursday night game. Why put him in at the second half, right? It didn't make any sense.
And you're going to be playing again. You said this earlier.
And now look who now he's not. Now if you start him, he's going against Buffalo, Miami. Look at the schedule coming
right
up. I know.
When you had all that time to prepare for the Jets and that defense.
I know. Yeah, that's a bad move. Another thing, blowing the 10-point lead. Texas A&M again in Fisher. Four trips in the red zone, and they were outscored 7-3. Mike Leach after the game. Why do you have so much success against the Aggies? Quote, not really sure. I haven't had to do much. They always line up in three-man fronts and give away what they're going to do. So truthfully, they have just handed it to me time and time again. $100 million for this guy. They're going to lose five games, and it could get worse. My ugly, I think tackling's at an all-time worst. Don't you think? The tackling in the NFL is atrocious. And I know maybe it's the practice time and not in pads.
It's bad.
I'm watching the game since with my buddy Fitz. I'm like, no one can tackle. It's ridiculous how bad it is.
Yeah, some of the broken tackles that I saw from, like, I think average running backs breaking two, three tackles at a time on certain runs. Like, wow, that's pretty bad.
The Bears passing game. Fields 11 completions. I mean, it's every single week. What is it? This can't be.
No, it's not even a passing attack.
No.
It doesn't even look like it.
The Oklahoma defense, I'm just piling on at this point. I mean, you said it earlier, though, too. And then, listen, I'm not going to say it's a collapse, but all the Mets. Now, the Braves, here's why I don't think it's a collapse, because Atlanta is on a 76-32 run. It was a 10.5 game lead. You didn't have DeGrom for much of the season. Scherzer got hurt, but it was all set up. You had DeGrom, Scherzer, and Bassett going. You just need to win one game, and you got swept. You got swept by the Cubs at home. You lost two out of three at home to the Nationals. You had a 3-0 lead with DeGrom on the mound and couldn't beat the A's. Yeah. DeGrom with the blister again. I can't go to war with the guy. He's always hurt. But that's typical Mets, and now you can't win the World Series with what you have to go through. You're going to have to beat the Padres, and then the Dodgers, and then the Braves. And you're going to have to beat the Dodgers without – you only get to throw DeGrom and Scherzer once.
The Braves are much better than last year.
Yeah.
And that team won the World Series last year. So the magic number is one for the Braves.
That's all.
I haven't even looked at division prices today.
Well, it's 3,000.
Oh, it's got to be.
I think it's 30. It should be higher. I mean,
it's got to be.
Get swept in the Mets after sweep.
Yep. Okay, my ugly. Here's a stat for you on the Commanders. They should be 0-4. I don't know how Jacksonville blew that game. Did you know this? They brought this up during the Cowboys broadcast yesterday. Think about this for a second. The Commanders' offense has had 30 yards of offense or fewer three times so far in the first quarter.
Like the Pittsburgh thing.
Like,
is it 12, 13 games in a row without a touchdown?
With a touchdown?
Offensive, yeah.
30 yards or below three times in four games? What? Yeah. That is, I mean, of all the bad stats you're going to hear in football this week, that one ranks right up there for me. Nothing is ever easy for the Colts. And again, how did they beat the Chiefs?
I don't know.
This team should be winless.
Yeah.
They somehow shocked the world to beat KC. Again, down 24-3. Losers at home. And by the way, you were swept by the Titans last year. And you come out and play like that.
Yep.
And I have nothing more to add for the Chicago Bears. The Bears are ugly, period. That's it. How does it get better?
He won't just drop back and throw it.
No.
The only way the offense works is if it's a broken coverage or he just takes off and runs.
Every passing play is a broken play.
Yeah.
Is that designed? It can't be. It's, I'm going to say hot, take the ball, I'm going to start running to my left or my right 30 yards and get out of the pocket. What are we watching here? Did that ever happen at Ohio State?
I know. It's like, where's that kid from Ohio State?
He has absolutely zero confidence. None. And they have two wins.
Nah, I don't think about that.
I don't know. Who is worse, that team or Washington? It's a good question. Because what we know after a month, the Seahawks are not the worst team in football. The Falcons are probably not the worst team in football. It's got to be between Chicago and Washington right now. Houston's in the mix, too.
Yeah, Houston is, very disappointed with the Texans so far.
Yeah. FTM at VSiN.com is the email here to get in touch with the show. FTM for follow the money at VSiN.com. Up next, you're either with us or you're against us. Strong comments here after week four in the National Football League. We'll make them coming up here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Things are heating up at Bet Rivers. It's your go-to sports book for the latest lines, odds, and boosts for the NFL, college, NBA, and hockey. Now's the perfect time to join Bet Rivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using the code SPORTS. Code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
All right, here we go. New segment we're trotting out called You're Either With Me or You're Against Me. And, Paul, I know what you did last week on the Colts, and you eviscerated Matt Ryan. You said you're convinced that he's done. I got to tell you, you're either with me or you're against me on this one. Matt Ryan's not the problem in Indy. It's Frank Reich. I think he's, like, no longer overrated. But, man, has he been overrated in his time in Indy. Missed the playoffs last year. The performance again yesterday, right out of the gates again. Five drives in the first half, 24 points for the Titans. You're down 24-3. Like, that's the ballgame. You're fighting an uphill battle the entire time. I know the defense has had some injuries, and the offensive line has been terrible. But why does Frank Reich get a pass? I think this guy should be in trouble, and he could lose his job.
I think he is. And I think Ursay might do something, according to Peter King. And maybe he's just been overrated all this whole time.
I think maybe Remember, that's it.
He was getting the accolades in Philly.
That's right.
Not so much Peterson. It's like, oh, they're really going to miss Reich. It turns out, look, Peterson might take Jacksonville the division title.
Uh-huh. You're either with me or you're against me on this one. The Dallas defense is a unit that I absolutely do not want to play in December or January. They did it again yesterday. I know the Commanders are god-awful, but with that front and the playmakers that they have, again, on that side of the ball, the biggest talking point, I think, on the Cowboys defense leading into the season was it's going to be incapable or impossible to sustain that level of, the capability of the pick six and the scoop and score and the strip sack from last year. That's fine. They might not produce into, defensive touchdowns, but that pressure is still there up front, and they're still putting a lot of heat on the quarterback, and it's difficult to do anything on offense against this team.
It's fun to watch from in-play standpoint in the unders. I mean, the pass rush, ferocious.
It's so good.
Right?
That will travel.
Yep.
That will be a thing in the playoffs if they get there.
They'll give Stafford problems next week. Yep.
Yep. That said, you're either with me or you're against me on this. Kirk Cousins is never, ever going to change.
Right.
He is who he always thought he was, right?
Right, right.
New coach, more weapons, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. He's going to be the same. They can put up a fine regular season record. He'll have good numbers at the end of the year. Jefferson will probably sparkle after 17 games. But if they make the playoffs, which I assume they're going to, going nowhere.
No, he has one playoff win.
That's it.
That's right. Absolutely. Reckless with the ball, same guy. And that's just, he manipulated the system. He knows where he worked the system, how much money he's made playing quarterback.
Oh, yes, he has.
But it's absolutely. In a big game, absolutely not.
Yep.
Right.
You're either with me or you're against me. Good coaches can still make bad decisions. John Harbaugh is a really good coach with Baltimore. Gotta tell you, it's situational football. Probably should have kicked the field goal to go up by three.
I had the same thing down. I just think there's a difference between being aggressive and reckless. And
yeah.
I thought that was reckless.
Yeah.
What you're doing.
If that,
there's 4 minutes left, go up three.
Yes. If that is 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, okay.
Yeah, right.
I'm totally fine by that.
I think that's what the thing Stefanski did, but he did the same thing, right? I didn't like what Giffen did. Giffen's up three.
Yeah.
Same scenario. To go up six late in the game. I mean, they got the turnover there late, but it's like fourth and goal from the three, the four, and it's also the garbage you're running. What play are you running? You better have something good if you're going to do that.
Yes, exactly right. I don't want to have Lamar Jackson at the one backpedal to the 19-yard line. Like, that's going to be, you're doing nobody any good there. You're either with me or you're against me on this. Yes, the Packers won again yesterday, but there's some trouble in paradise here.
Concur.
Ineffectiveness on the offensive side of the ball. Well, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up in the next hour, where he doesn't think it's even sustainable to keep winning games like this. And you can gash this team on the ground.
It's a long season, but it is right there for the Eagles. The NFC is right there just to take hold of that. Give me that one seed. Give me that 14-3, 15-2, and come to my house in January. It's right there for Philly. A lot of these teams have issues, tough schedules, and Philly's got that easy schedule.
Actually, can I say this? I mean, if you want to rank tiers right now in the NFC, it's Philadelphia and then everybody else.
Absolutely.
Like, you have to do tier number one is Philly, and then you do the drop-off, and then you start tier number two.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to like there in Philly. Absolutely. And my last one here.
Okay.
This is not going to win everybody over, but I'm going to say it one more time today. You're either with me or you're against me on this. Watch out what's about to happen with the Steelers offense. It's going to look completely different.
Okay.
He's taking shots right away. He's aggressive. He knows he has weapons on offense to get the ball to. He had the three INTs again. It means nothing to me. None of those were his fault. Trubisky, I'm poking my eyeballs out watching that offense again yesterday at halftime. I'm begging for Mike Tomlin to go to the bullpen and go to the rookie quarterback. They finally did. It will be the schedule's tough. I get that. Well, but what we're about to see in the next month of the Steelers' offense will look completely different than it did in September.
I'm usually with you. I'm against you on that one. The problem might be the OC as well. But that's we'll see. Then the tough schedule coming up. Okay, so I just ran it down with Gundy, right? When the spread, when it's a close spread,
yeah,
within 3.5, and he's, well, if this guy gets mentioned for some of these openings with these other jobs, Matt Campbell is so overrated it stinks. That was the definition of playing not to lose. You have a kicker who's already missed 2 field goals.
Yes, you do.
It's 1 yard.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Yep.
And then he takes the time down, and then they kick, and he misses not even close. And, of course, he's going to overcompensate because he was wide right on 2 of them, and then he's wide left. They had no business losing that game to Kansas.
Huh?
Special teams fiasco, everything. But, again, Chris Felica. So when Iowa State's been involved in games when the spread was within 3.5, -3.5 or +3.5, this guy is now 5-14. In that span, only 3 coaches have a worse winning percentage in close spread games. Kingsbury, Stockstill, and Tom Allen. Stop with this guy. He might have a great agent, but this is, I can't stand it when this guy, oh, what a coach. He blows it. I mean, he was out.
Well,
he got pantsed by Aranda. What happened in the Baylor game too?
I think the steam has to be off of him, no? I mean, he's not going to be mentioned for, Nebraska's way too good for Matt Campbell.
I saw something with him in Wisconsin.
I hope
it's a lie.
For the love of God, no. Wisconsin's okay. Way better than Matt Campbell.
Either you're with me or you're against me. It's a great story again. The Dodgers, 2 wins away from the most in National League history. Most wins in the National League since 1909. 94 wins by multiple runs or more. Doesn't mean a damn thing. Again, this is like Atlanta with Bobby Cox. When we go back and look at this and all these wins and all this talent, this embarrassment of riches, you got to win the World Series. And that's the other thing. Your only World Series was the shortened year with the pandemic.
Yep.
You have all these wins. You're going to win 112 games. You've got to win the World Series.
Of course.
You have to do it. I don't care what happens in the regular season.
No, neither do I.
You do this every damn year, whether it's Jansen blowing a save, could be Kimbrel now, or Kershaw, something happens, Roberts makes a boo-boo. You've got to win the World Series when you dominate the regular season like this year in and year out. And either you're with me or you're against me. Everyone needs to be treated the same in college football. By the pollsters and the committee, and what happened last year means nothing. What happened 2 years means nothing. Okay? What do you think would have happened? Remember what we did to Cincinnati last year? Oh, you struggled with so-and-so. Oh, you should be docked. Oh, Georgia was laying 32 points and almost lost the game. They shouldn't drop significant amount again. Again, throw out what happened last year. And they still have time to rattle through this schedule and maybe go undefeated. But they should be punished just like other. What would happen if that was a Pac-12 school?
Oh, no, of course.
What would happen to other teams? I mean, you have to factor in Alabama the same way. Now Alabama's back up to number 1. They had no business beating Texas a couple weeks ago. So I agree with Herb Street. Ohio State should be number 1 in what they've done. Well, you haven't played anybody. Okay, but blow people out, though. You can't be laying 32 when you're down 10 late in the game.
Is that 2 straight games where Georgia kind of struggled
a
little bit?
That is right. The Kent State
before spots.
That. Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, on your note with the Dodgers, here's my comparison. If you want to go back, what is it now, 9th? Peyton Manning's first year in Denver, when he had 55 touchdown passes and he threw for like 5,400 yards, both all-time records.
The Flacco game? Was it the Flacco game?
No. When they made this, it was the second year then.
Okay.
They made the Super Bowl and they were housed by the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I said, going into that game, I don't care. The regular season means nothing, pal. You need to win another Super Bowl.
Yep.
Talk to me at the end of the game, and they got blown out by the Seahawks defense. That's kind of how I view the Dodgers, yeah. And it's not going to be easy in the National League.
It'll be tough. I mean, you might get Dodgers-Mets here that second round.
Pro tip time, available for subscribers only at vsin.com. Per Michael Lombardi, earlier this hour, quarterback play is down in the NFL. Worth looking at more unders until it changes. I mean, he was saying quarterback play is the worst that he can remember in a long, long time.
You agree?
And he read, well, there's a lot of bad spots.
Yeah.
But remember, before the season started, the narrative was all these teams are set with their quarterbacks. Well, what does that mean? How are they set? No, there's going to be a lot of teams. Look, you can rattle off a ton of teams right now that are going to be looking for quarterback help in the offseason. Draft, free agency, trade, whatever that might be.
Yep.
Takeaways from week four up next. Good examples yesterday of waiting until the game kicks off to get a better number.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Temperature might be cooling off, but fall sports heating up on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers, your go-to book. All the latest lines, odds, and boosts for the NFL, college, basketball, and hockey. Now's the perfect time to join Bet Rivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using the code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app today. At Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game.
We'll kick around the big Monday night football game that we have tonight as the 49ers are hosting the Rams. San Francisco, a small favorite in a huge spot here now in the NFC West. And Lorenzo Neal covers the NFL and the 49ers up in the Bay Area. Does the Football Hour on 95.7 The Game and also the Believe in Chargers podcast as well. He played in the league for 16 years, and I've been told he was the main reason why Eddie George and LaDainian Tomlinson were any good whatsoever. Lo, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Is that true? The reason why Eddie and LT at Hall of Fame careers, you're paving the way the entire time for him?
You know what? That's too gracious. That's too gracious and too kind. I'm not going to go that far, but you know what? I think I had a thing or two to do with their success, and I think they had a thing or two to do with my success. So it goes hand in hand.
Very cool. Okay, so last Sunday night, it appeared as if Jimmy Garoppolo really hadn't practiced that much with the 49ers, and that's because he didn't. He didn't have a great game, and I like Jimmy G. I think he's a fine quarterback in the league. What kind of week did he have to practice this week for the 49ers, and what can we expect from him tonight against the Rams?
Well, I think you look at Jimmy G and you think, okay, what's his ceiling? What's his floor? I think have we seen the best of Jimmy G? Is he got more of potential? And I don't know if I think that, to be honest, I don't think he does. I think Jimmy's a smart quarterback. He's a guy who's going to get the ball out of his hand. I think he's limited as a quarterback. You look about looking at the boundaries and throwing the outside routes, the five routes, the comebacks. You never really see Jimmy throw outside the ball outside. Most of his success is in the middle of the field, right in front of him. I think that's really hard. I think the Rams are going to try to stop the pass in the middle of the field because that's what Jimmy's comfortable with. You look at what's been going on, the 49ers offensive line. Mm-hmm. You don't have Trent Williams, who's one of the best or not the best tackle in the league. He's out. This line, that's the big test. That's why I think people don't understand why did Shanahan go with Trey instead of Jimmy. They understood that Trey's going to give them more give them more explosive plays, but also just able to get out of trouble and do things with his legs that Jimmy couldn't do, especially when your offensive line isn't that good. So I thought that by week 8, week 9, you would have seen Trey really start to develop and start pushing and become even better quarterback because of the fact it's going to take 7 to 8 weeks to get him really up to speed with Kyle Shanahan's offense. But now, fast forward, you don't have him. So they're going back with Jimmy. And I just don't know if the offensive line is good enough. It's not going to take turns breaking down. I just don't know if this offensive line is good enough to stop this Rams front four.
Mm. Why do you think Shanahan has had so much success against McVay?
He has. He has a lot of success, and I think that's because it's just a great matchup. Styles make fights. You look at certain fighters, and you look at, you're like, okay, this guy knocked this guy out, but then once they fight, it's just the style. I think the Niners is physical. They're a team that likes to get after you. They have success because they punch the Rams in the mouth, and then the Rams are trying to retaliate, and it's too late. I think this is going to be a game that you see the Rams come out, and they're going to try to match the Niners' intensity. These two teams don't like each other. They don't get along. So my dad used to say, son, if you can't get along, you might as well get it on. And tonight, by golly, these two teams are going to get it on.
Do you think they'll frustrate Stafford and force some mistakes tonight?
Oh, no question they will, because I'm going to tell you right now, the Niners, I look at the Bills. I go around the league and you talk about certain teams, what's their identity. The Niners' identity is simple. It's run the ball, don't make a lot of mistakes, and play great defense. And that's what Niners, as far as a Super Bowl team, everyone says, well, how do everyone compare the Niners to a Super Bowl? Because if you look at the Niners, if you look at Denver, their defenses are Super Bowl ready. The defenses are good enough to win a game, a big game, Buffalo Bills. But the offense, that's the big question. So, yes, they will frustrate Stafford. They were going to hit him. They're going to knock him off the spot. This line, this defensive line, and those back end, they can get after anybody. So, defensively, this team is Super Bowl ready. Offensively, it's going to be is the biggest question mark that the Niners have. But on the defense side of the ball, they got some guys that can hunt, and they're going to hunt tonight.
Can they contain Kupp? Robinson hasn't worked out, the acquisition coming over, but and Kupp has torn him up here, like everyone going back the last couple of years. Do you think they can hold him in check?
No. You try to hold him, you just try to contain him. You know you can't stop him. You just try to contain him. You got to get if you can leave the night and have keep Kupp under 75 or 70 yards or less receiving, 70 or 7, that's the number. I think if you can do that, then you can look up and the Niners have probably won that game. And you got to slow him down. You can't let him do what he does because he's a chain mover. This guy's a big-time playmaker. He runs the great fade route. He understands how to lean in guys. Emma Stafford's got that down, that little touch pass, the little floater, and he does a great job. You see him in the running game on reverses, the end of the round. Cooper Kupp is an athlete. Cooper Kupp is a special player, and it shows every Sunday, week in and week out. The guy is very, very consistent. He's a student of the game. He has amazing feet. Watch his footwork, the things that he does to get guys off their mark, moving guys, getting them out. And he's a very, very deceptive route runner. I love this guy. I mean, I know I'm on the Niners, pulling for the, you know, the red and gold. You absolutely want the San Francisco 49ers to win. But when you look at Cooper Kupp and you watch the guy play, you can't do much but fall in love because the guy is a player.
Well said. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Lorenzo Neal played in the league for 15, 16 years. Now he covers the NFL and the 49ers up in the Bay Area, 95.7 The Game, does a podcast as well. Okay, so then on the flip side, if the 49ers, you know, obviously with the Trent Williams injury, if they can't run the ball tonight and Garoppolo's got to sit back there and get the ball out of his hands right away, Deebo Samuel killed the Rams last year, but Garoppolo has looked the way of Brandon Ayuk 8 times per game so far in his 2 games that he's played this year. Who will he be throwing the ball to tonight, you think, Lowe?
Well, I think he's got to hit Kittle. You got to get Kittle back into the game. Mm-hmm. Kittle is a chain mover. Kittle is one of the best prolific tight ends in the league. If you watch Kittle along with Kelsey, those guys, they're not just game chain movers. They're game changers. Kittle's a prolific player. The guy is one of the better tight ends in the National Football League. Kittle has to touch the ball at least 5 to 7 times. You got to get him around and win the ball. Deebo's got to touch the ball at least 10 to 15 times in some type of magnitude, whether it's a reverse, whether it's a run from the running back position, whether it's receiving. He's got to have 15 to 20 targets, without a doubt. That's the kind of player Deebo is. Kittle's got to have, you know, like I said, anywhere from 7 to 10 passes. You look at Ayuk. Ayuk's got to have be targeted between 5 to 10 times. Mm-hmm. Those three guys, to me, has to have at least 40 touches, 40 times that the ball is either trying to go to them or touch the ball. That's how good those three guys are.
Will we get a fullback touchdown tonight from either side?
Hey, you know what? If there is, it's going to come from the San Francisco 49ers. I love Cal. He's checked. This guy's tough. He's physical. He knows how to position himself. The guy's crafty. He's a crafty player. He knows how to slip out into the flat. The guy is a Swiss Army knife. I look for Cal Juszczyk to be big in this game. This guy can run the ball. He can catch the ball. He's very, very deceptive in his route running. You see how he takes on linebackers. The guy's just tough. He knows how to get people on the ground, far as where, how to block them, how to position them. So if a team's going to score a touchdown by the fullback position, you got to lean toward Cal Juszczyk.
Who do you think wins the game?
God, this is a tough one. I just think that, man, just right now, the Niners got to show me more. Jimmy G is on a tough situation. It's not necessarily Jimmy G's fault because the offensive line, I don't know how much stability they're going to give Jimmy G. For the offense, I understand offense entertains, defense wins championships. The defense is there for the Niners. It's the offense that scares me. So I got the Rams winning this game 21-10.
Oh, 21-10. Wow. Okay. Hey, Lowe, we have like a minute left here. You played at Fresno. You were a really good What happened? What happened against UConn? You're like a 4-touchdown favorite. You lost it outright.
Yeah, quarterback position. You lost your quarterback playing with a young guy who doesn't know football as well, but it's still no excuse. You should have beat UConn. I love Jimmy. I love Jim Moore Jr. This is a good friend. I had to call him up and say, congratulations, you beat my alma mater. Jim Jr., you got to Jim Moore Jr. coached me when I was with the Saints, his father, Jim Moore Sr. So I know this Moore family. I'm happy for him. Wish it wouldn't have been against Fresno State, but UConn should have been a layup win for them, no matter who they played, who played the quarterback position. But I got to be happy for Jim Moore. He's a great coach, great man. Love that family.
He hosts the Football Hour on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco and also the Believe in Chargers podcast as well. Played in the league for 16 years, one of the best fullbacks of all time. Lorenzo Neal, thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
No worries. Let's do it again soon, guys. Cheers.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, very low-scoring game there.
Hey, 10 points. Wow, very concerned about the offensive line.
Very much so.
I likes Kittle over. Kittle's got a low prop. I saw 43 at Bet Rivers.
Okay.
I agree with him. Kittle's got to get him going tonight.
What were the receptions? 4.5, I believe.
That high?
Was it that high, I think?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, hold Cup in check. Holding him in check is 70. It's well under. Cup's 95.5 yards. His prop and 8.5 receptions.
Well, again, last year he averaged 10 for like $130 last year and a touchdown per game.
11 for 142 in a title game.
Oh, God.
My God.
All right. We'll tell you what we're betting here early this week. Coming up next with our in-pocket plays on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.